And welcome Woo. Back to the Tuned In Podcast. We're back for episode 19.
Yes, sir. What a time to be alive. Good time to be a sports fan.
It's always a good time to be a sports fan.
Yes, sir.
Pretty quiet week this week with the Jazz, with the team.
Yeah, that's good. No drama.
Yeah, we're just kind of quietly rolling along.
Yeah, just as we expected.
Yeah, but with that, this episode, we have lots of good things planned. We know it's been a quiet week for the Jazz, but we never have a quiet week. We always have things to discuss and some interesting topics. So we will dive into the Jazz games and their upcoming games this week. They have three upcoming games before our next episode. And then we'll talk about the Jazz's remaining schedule, how they have one of the hardest schedules. And then we have a fun Guess That Stat game where we'll see if we can guess these stat lines and averages from players this season, from the team. And then we have some interesting NBA news about Team USA and the rosters and about some March Madness. And I'm excited to get into that. We're about two and a half weeks away from March Madness, so it's going to be exciting.
Yes, we hope you're going to love our episode today. Don't forget, follow us on wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, at Tuned In Jazz. We're also on Instagram. Go ahead and give us a follow, share our profile with a friend, and comment on our posts. We love to hear your insights, and we are excited to get into it today. This is episode 19 of Tuned In Jazz.
Well, we have a pretty good week for our predictions.
Yeah, man, I thought I was going to be on. I guess I didn't think because we got the same predictions. But
yeah, as much as I hate to say it, you could probably put a loss for a lot of our remaining games, and you'd get like maybe 70 or 80% of them, right? That's what I was thinking. But
unfortunately,
we both picked 100% win against the Spurs and two losses against Atlanta and Orlando.
Yep.
But yeah, should we maybe just dive into each one by one?
Yeah, let's do. So our first game, Sunday versus the Spurs. I actually went to this game.
Ooh.
Me and my sister. Really good game, actually. Obviously, we can't say that a lot about this week, but the Spurs are not a very great team. I will say Wemby is just, he's a freak, man. I'll tell you what. Some of those blocks he had are just, he's just unreal. But Devin Vassell had a really good game for them as well. One thing that just stuck out to me was Taylor Hendricks had a couple of really nice defensive stops against Wemby, or at least made things difficult, which is like
he's not afraid to get dunked on.
No, he's not. And he was being aggressive, and I love to see that from the rookie. That's what we want to see from him.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think it's cool. I don't know how you felt, but I look forward. I want to try and go see Wemby in person.
Yeah.
Is like just being there with him, what like stands out to you? Like, are you going to try and get a Spur ticket next year as well? Or
I think so. It's insane. I was like, obviously it was my Jazz Plus ticket that I got. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty high up, but you know, it's always fun to be in the stadium. But even from like almost at the top, like you could just see the difference. And he's just like a man amongst boys out there. Like, and everybody around me was just in awe, and I'm sure it was the same all around the arena. It's so crazy to watch him play.
Yeah. When he like first came into the NBA, he was kind of still getting used to it, but I don't remember exactly which team it was against, but he had this one play where he like went tween, like through his legs, and pulled up from mid range. That's when I think I knew he was going to be something special.
Yeah.
Because I don't know any other guy his height that can do that. Nothing like it.
No.
So, definitely if you're a Jazz fan, maybe look at those tickets. I think they've already come to Utah twice, if I'm not mistaken. So it'd have to be next year. But that's something that we're excited to see as Wemby continues to progress in his career.
Yeah, it makes me interested. I was trying to think about, I think the Spurs in the next couple off seasons are going to probably like try to make some moves. You never know what their pick's going
to
be like. But it makes me wonder what type of players would fit nice next to him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an interesting thing. Somebody was talking about Trae Young would fit really nice next to him, although he demands the ball a lot, so I don't know.
Everyone says that there's a chance he could be dealt this offseason, but we don't know till we get there.
That's true. That's
the Spurs right now, if the lottery went directly to the odds, they have the third and the seventh best odds for the first pick, so they could get the 3 and 7 pick and make a move with those.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I think just having Wemby on your team means you're going to compete for the next 12-plus years.
Absolutely. And I don't even think this team's just like when I say they're bad, I think they're really bad, just like the way they're constructed. Because, like, you should be able to win with a guy like Wemby on the floor. Like, he just has a really, really bad supporting cast right now. And I think if you just get decent players around him, he'll be a playoff team at least.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But... we'll take a win when we can get one, even if it's against the 12-win Spurs.
That's right. Lowry played really well, 26-7, 5-8 from three.
Glad to see. He's kind of had a little bit of a down stretch. He hasn't always gotten to 20 points in the past few games. This was a good one for him. He hit 5 for 8 on threes. You love to see that.
Yeah.
He's one of the best catch-and-shoot players this season, if not the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing from Chris Dunn.
Yeah.
I really hope that he has a couple more years on this team. He had 4 steals in this game. And actually, so did Colin Sexton. He had 4 steals as well. That's a lot of steals.
Chris Dunn didn't take any bad shots either. He was 3 for 3, hit a 3, missed a free throw. But, I mean, he just plays his role. He knows what it is.
Yeah. So pretty solid win. We'll take a win when we can get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to, we played the Hawks. Quinn Snyder.
Coach Q.
Quinn Snyder is a great coach. Say that. He kind of cooked us a little bit.
He totally did. Did you see how many like open shots they got?
Yeah.
The Bogdan Bogdanovich, not our guy. Bogey.
Yeah, the other one.
Bojan. But the other Bogdanovich, he was cooking. I think it was mostly in part because of Quinn Snyder just being an absolute genius, but he hit 3 out of 8 threes, but it seemed like he was open so much.
Yeah. I was watching a podcast the other day, JJ Redick's podcast. I don't know if you ever listened to that, but him and Tyrese Halliburton were going over a play that the Hawks designed, and they were just like in awe of like Quinn Snyder and how he just gets guys open. And I've heard similarly when he was coaching at the Jazz, just how hard it was to play against his offense. It's sad that we lost him.
Yeah, I mean, to think those Jazz teams were mostly known for their defense.
Yeah.
And his offense is just as good, right? Yeah. That's what J.J. Redick's like. He was a professional player. He knows how plays go. So
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely miss him. I think with Will Hardy, it feels a little bit better because he's such a good coach too.
Definitely. Definitely, that being said, an off night for Lowry. 0 for 6 from 3. I don't know. We don't see that very often from him. Minus 23 on the floor. He had the lowest plus minus. Yeah, just kind of a rough game for the Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that might kind of be a theme the rest of the season, but it's a growing stage. I do like to see Taylor Hendricks played 28 minutes.
Yeah, those were
nice. And Bryce Sensipaw played 17 minutes this game, so they got a lot of run. And I also love to see Walker Kessler got 29 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but the next game, I'm pretty sure he was out with an ankle sprain.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So that's kind of sad. Every time he's starting to get up, he kind of got out. But
I thought he had a really good game against the Hawks, too. 14 and 12, 2 blocks. That's like, I don't know.
That's a standard good Walker Kessler game.
Absolutely. That's what we asked, what we need him to do.
Well, cool. Well, I guess... maybe the next game as well against the Magic, kind of similar.
Yeah.
We weren't out of the way this game.
No.
We actually kind of kept it close towards the end.
Yeah.
We got behind just with like a couple minutes left in the game. So if you were watching this entire game throughout, they were in it, they were close, and just at the end we kind of blew it away. But
yeah, we did.
What were you thinking about this one?
Yeah, I thought we actually played pretty well. All 5 of our starters were in double digits.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really nice. I thought Taylor Hendricks had a really good game, 10 and 7, the block and a steal. And also, I just thought watching the end of that game, I thought I was really impressed with Keyonte. He like hit some really clutch free throws, was playing pretty good defense at the end. I mean, we didn't get the win, but I thought he
I like his
was,
energy.
yeah.
Like, he's really trying to get around screens. He's not being lazy out there,
No,
right?
yeah, he's
And I
working
think
hard.
that's what I love to see on defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then our rookies continued to play 27 for Taylor Hendricks in minutes, 13 for Bryce Sensabaugh. And then this was game Kessler was not in, so kind of missed him a little bit defensively.
Definitely Lucas Samanich found his way in the lineup.
He got a couple buckets.
Yeah, eight
Yeah. I
points, four rebounds.
think that's
Not
the
too
most minutes he's ever had
bad.
in a
Yeah, it's not
game.
bad.
He always gets in there in the garbage time and he'll like miss a layup or like
Yeah.
get stuck on a screen or something, and I'll just think,
There we go again.
well, should we get him back on the bench? But he's never played,
Yikes.
so he needs some experience.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that we lost, but that was a pretty good game, I thought.
Yeah, it was solid. I will say, I think Taylor Hendricks did get dunked on. I can't remember who it was.
Oh yeah, I did see
But
that.
it's okay. I think it was Franz Wagner, actually, that
Yeah.
dunked on him.
Yeah.
It happens.
The Magic have some dogs on their roster, that's for sure.
Did
Including our man Joe
you
Ingles.
hear they asked him what's been your favorite moment this season? He said, when I blocked Kevin Durant.
Oh yeah.
So
That's
that's
a
going
good
to be
one.
maybe at the end of the year, that might make our season highlight reel.
Oh yeah. I'm honestly, yeah, dude, that's like Kevin Durant's been so good for so long. That's
Yeah.
like that was probably his childhood. Now he just blocked. Like that's insane,
Pretty
you
crazy.
know?
Yeah, stay tuned for that episode. I think we are going to do one where we rank the top highlights from the
Some of our top
season.
plays, yeah,
Yeah.
I like that. Well, that being said, who do you think was the player of the week for us this week?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Honestly, I think I might give it to Taylor Hendricks
Okay.
just because this is the most he's played
Yeah.
all season long. And I mean, maybe I could have picked somebody else that could maybe have their stats been a little bit more standing out, but he's just played solid. He's gotten basically 10, give or take a couple points for four games in a row.
Yeah.
And so he's getting a couple buckets every game. He's always playing great defense. So I just gave it to him just because of kind of the experience that he's getting.
Yeah, I like that pick. I think at this point in the season, like, we're not really, nobody's really popping off right now. So
Yeah.
you kind of have to go unconventional. Mine's a little unconventional as well, in that I think Walker Kessler is my player of the week. I,
Okay.
even though he didn't
He had that
play,
one pretty good game against the Hawks.
yeah, even though he didn't play against the Magic, I thought he played decently against Wemby. He had three blocks. And then, yeah, and then the Hawks, like we mentioned, 14 and 12 with two blocks and a steal. So I just, you know, I know we talked about it last week with where he fits on our roster, but I still think that's a struggle and it's good to see him like having good, productive games. So he's definitely my player of the week.
Yeah, I hope he gets well soon. I hope the ankle sprain wasn't anything too crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this kind of rest of the season can be a good time for us to kind of figure out how he fits in with Keyonte and the other starters.
Yeah, definitely. I would be interested to see how a lineup where with him and Taylor Hendricks and Lowry, like a starting lineup.
Taylor Hendricks would have to shoot a little better. That's the
He
only gripe that
would.
I'd have because a lot of teams are sagging off of him.
He would, yeah. I don't, I mean, John Collins isn't really great shooter either. But yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw at the beginning of the season how bad it was with Collins and Kessler. They said no to that. So,
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to try it
yeah.
out. This is time to experiment with
I have
him.
noticed Taylor Hendricks, he kind of likes, is it? I should know this spot on the court, but it's not the corner, but it's like a little up from the corner where it curves a little bit. Is
Oh yeah.
that the elbow?
Yeah, the
I don't know.
elbow, yeah.
I'm not a basketball guy, but as much. But he has been hitting that shot pretty well.
Yeah.
More honestly, more than the corner, I've been thinking. So
Yeah, that's a good
I don't
spot.
know. He could maybe hit it. It's kind
Yeah.
of his hot spot.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, should we get into the upcoming games?
Yeah, let's do.
So we got three. One of them's tonight, actually.
Yep.
Hopefully the players are not doing too much in Miami. But
Yeah.
it's on the road at the Heat, so
Yeah.
who you got?
Well, Unfortunately, it's that time of year, and I think it's going to be a loss for the Jazz. It's a long road trip, and the Heat are not a bad team, so I'm going to loss, unfortunately.
I think the Heat have one of the easiest schedules remaining.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a narrative, right? They want to try and get the highest seed they can.
Yeah.
Or at least try and get in the top four. And so I think that it'll be a loss as well. Heat are a great team. I think they're mostly healthy. So
yeah. Yeah, the Heat are currently in seventh, and I'm sure they want to get out of the play-in. So. Yeah,
they have all the reason to win.
Yeah, so they're only a game or half a game back. So yeah, they definitely pushing, and we're not. So
we're pushing the other way a little bit.
Yeah,
little bit.
Well, a team that's not pushing at all. Monday we come home and we play the Washington Wizards, which are currently, I believe, is the worst team in the NBA record-wise, or they were yesterday at least.
In the words of Kyle Kuzma, you don't want to be that team.
Don't be that
team. You are that team now. Yeah, but I got to win.
Okay.
Kind of same thing. I know we're not good right now. The Wizards are even worse.
Yeah.
And so, if anything, let's give our home fans a good game. Beat the Wizards.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. A home game. We already have kind of an advantage. We always have an advantage playing at the Delta Center.
Mm-hmm.
And against the worst team in the NBA, who's just downright dysfunctional right now, I'm giving us the win as well.
Love that.
And then on Wednesday, we have a day off and come back Delta Center again on Wednesday. We play the Chicago Bulls. This one might be a tough one. What do you think?
I got a win for this too. Okay. I feel like the Bulls are pretty much on our level right now.
Yeah.
If you look at the standings or like their record, I don't know exactly where they're at, but they're pretty close to where we are.
Yeah, they're 28 and 32 right now. They're in the play-in as well in the East, but the East is a lot different.
Yeah. So even though they're in the play-in, they have around the same record.
Yeah, we're 27-33. They're only half a game ahead of us.
Yeah, so I got a win. I think we get the same thing. We're at home, give our home crowd a good win. The Bulls are also not a great team, so I think we can get it.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I have a loss.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
I think
either.
I think you're right, though. I think this one could be close to like the Magic game where we take it down to the end.
DeMar DeRozan at the end.
Yeah.
You think he'll pull it out for him?
I think so. I think I've seen some stats. Andre Drummond's been playing really well lately, apparently. I've been watching a lot of Bulls games, but I follow some of their numbers, and apparently Andre Drummond's been having like almost a historical season for rebounding. At least that's just what he does. Dang. But
did you know that the Chicago Bulls have sold out the most games this year?
Really? Man.
Or they have like the most ticket revenue?
That's great. I mean, that makes sense, I guess. I would think it would be like Madison Square Garden or Boston.
Golden
or
State.
Or Golden Bay State
Arena.
Lakers always.
Nah, it's the Bulls.
Interesting.
I think it's because I think they have a pretty big arena and just a lot of people live there. So.
Yeah, Chicago's a sports city too.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. So we got some parity in our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I can catch a game on you, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see where that game swings.
Yeah. In Jazz news, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Jazz currently have the second hardest remaining schedule. And Deseret News is reporting the Jazz have about 22 games left this season. Only seven of them are against teams with records above 500, or all but seven of them, sorry.
Okay.
So 15 of them are teams above 500. And also 10 of them are teams currently in the top five seeds in their conference.
Oh, shit.
So
saving all the hard ones for the end.
Yeah. And so it's going to be a tough stretch. What are your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I think it's for the best. I don't want to sound like a depressed fan, but we know our pick is top 10 protected, right? And that would mean right now we're in the 11th worst team. So we just need to pass Atlanta. We're one game behind them. The Rockets were like maybe 1.5 games behind them. And so if we could drop maybe two or three spots with this tough schedule, that would be great. And so I'm not even complaining. I think let's get all the experience we can, and if we lose, it's all right.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you're gonna tank, this is exactly the schedule you want to have.
Yeah.
And the Jazz are, I mean, some people wouldn't call it tanking, but they're definitely not trying to win. So.
Yeah, and I think it's a good test for our players.
Yep.
Put Taylor Hendricks through the ringer. Let's make him guard Kawhi. Let's make him guard Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah. Like all those top players, right?
Experience, yeah.
If we're gonna really see what these players are made of, or try and help them learn and grow, let's put them through the toughest schedule possible. Let's give them all the hard teams.
And we still do have some dogs. Like we could have some close games. That's great experience for some of our young guys, like Keontae and yeah, like you said, Taylor Hendricks.
Hey, remember last time Keontae and Steph Curry
went
against each other? It was Keontae that came out with the better stat line. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, hopefully, I'm not going to say hopefully we lose, but hopefully we just survive with no injuries. And
we get our draft pick. That's what I'm all about. Pick,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, we have this segment that we wanted to do just to kind of, it helps us to kind of understand the regular season a little bit better, like kind of looking a little bit deeper into some stats. And it's kind of a fun game. We can kind of see if we can guess the stat. So maybe you go ahead. I know you have averages from the season, right?
So yeah, I'll go first. I have three players and I have their points, assists, and rebounds. So, and I've rounded them just so you know. Not that you would have guessed the decimal point, but
it's fair. I haven't been looking at the averages too much, so I think it'll be a good test.
So the first one that I have is Keontae George. How many points, assists, and rebounds do you think?
Ooh, you want me to guess? I would say maybe around 15 points.
Okay.
But you want me to do all three?
You can go one by one.
Okay, so 15 points maybe?
He's actually at 12, but that's pretty good. And I rounded up just a little on that one. What about assists?
Assists, I mean, he started off pretty hot. It's kind of been a little lower. Let's give him maybe 6.5.
Oh, that's close. I'm at 5. I rounded up just a little. Okay. But I think I think it's dropped a little recently. And rebounds, what do you think for Keontae?
Pretty low. Let's say like 2.
Yeah, that's pretty. It was like 2.6. But
let's go.
I rounded to 3. But
I was going to say 2.5. I should have said that.
Yeah. But that's not a bad rookie stat.
Okay.
Line.
So
12,
he's
5 and 3.
12, 5 and 3. And I think his recent, like maybe in the past month, has been higher.
Yeah.
At least with points.
Assists has gone down a little, but he's taken more shots. So, yeah.
Nice.
Next one is kind of a tough one because he's been a little up and down, mostly down. Walker Kessler.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
How many points do you think Walker Kessler?
Can I do blocks too?
Yeah, sure.
I think he's at least 2, maybe 2.5.
For blocks?
Yeah. Let's go 2.5.
Oh, shoot. I was looking at the per 36. It said 4.2. I was like, dang, that is no way.
That's got to leave the
NBA. How many did you say?
2.5.
He's actually at 2.7, which is second in the NBA right now.
Wow.
Awesome.
Had to highlight that. I knew he was up there.
Yeah.
But you want points?
Yeah,
let's say.
What points?
I'm going to actually say maybe like 8.
Well, that's close. He's at 9. I believe he's at like 8.8 or something.
Okay.
What about assists?
He's not really assisting at all unless he's like kicking out to the corner or doing that little like corner action. Maybe like 2.
It's actually 0.9, so 1 essentially.
Okay.
And what about rebounds?
Rebounds, give him 10.
Yeah, 7.
Oh, wow, that's a lot lower than I thought.
But I think that's because he's had a lot of like lower minute games, you know.
Markkanen and Collins get all the rebounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking the load off of him. Okay, and the last one I have, just because we love him, is Lauri Markkanen.
Okay.
How many points do you think Lowry?
I actually looked at his points a couple times.
Did you?
I'm going to say 23.
Yes, it's actually like 23 exactly, I believe.
Okay. It was higher, but I think he's kind of gone down a little bit.
Just a little bit recently, yeah. What about assists for Lowry?
Let's give him 3.
He's actually at 2. I believe it was like 1.9.
Okay, so not too far off.
And what about rebounds?
8. Let's give him 8.
Nice, right on. Got 8.
Let's go. Yeah, okay, so 23 and 8 is real 8. Good.
3, yeah.
I think his stats have dipped slightly, but
yeah, not
8
bad.
Rebounds is a lot, too. It's more than Kessler, right?
Yeah, if your best player is averaging 23, 8, and, you know, 2 assists isn't bad.
Shooting like 40% from 3.
Yeah, really good. Really efficient from 3. So, yeah, that's the one that came up with.
Sweet, sweet. I think the biggest surprise out of those for me was probably Kessler's rebounds. I didn't realize he only had seven.
Yeah, and
his blocks. 2.7 is insane.
Yeah.
With like how little minutes he's getting right now. If he played 30 minutes per game this season, he might have like four.
Yeah. Honestly, I was kind of surprised by that too. 9 and 7, based off of kind of how we've seen him this year, is like kind of even surprising. Like I wouldn't expect 9 and 7 even. Just because it doesn't seem like he's done much, but
going into the season, I was hoping for like 10 to 12 points and like 10 to 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I was hoping for, but it is what it is. Well, he's still doing pretty solid. Just hope he stays healthy and see what he can do the next stretch.
Absolutely.
Okay. I've got a couple stats as well for you to guess.
Okay.
These are kind of obscure, so I don't think you'll be able to know all of these, but I think you'll be interested to know the answers.
Okay.
So, okay. So let's do... Let's kind of start with on off plus minus.
Oh man.
So I want you to guess. I'll kind of cut out. There's a couple guys that haven't played at all, like Kira Lewis or like Micah Potter. So I'm not going to count them. But of the guys that have played rotational minutes, who has the, who do you think has the highest on off and who do you think has the lowest?
The highest, I'm going to say, and it's not including the guys we got rid of, right?
No.
Okay. I'm going to say Lowry is probably our highest.
How many points do you think? What is his plus minus when he's on the court per 100 possessions?
I bet it's like plus 14 or 15.
Ooh, that's a little high. It's plus 9.
Plus 9. Okay.
Which is still really solid.
That's really good.
Very good.
Is he the highest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the highest. And then the after him is actually Chris Dunn.
Chris Dunn?
With 8.6.
That's actually not that surprising.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Lois, I'm going to guess, it's probably one of our rookies. Probably, I'm going to say John Collins. Is it John Collins?
I'm going to say yes. John Collins is negative 10.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't love that. But also, Bryce Sensabaugh is negative 10.7.
Oh,
but he's played way, way less minutes.
I was playing in garbage 10.
So I'm not going to count him. He's only played 76 minutes.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
So is Laurie and John Collins. Okay. And then maybe one or two more of these. This one is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Offensive fouls.
Ooh.
So like charges. Who do you think leads the team in this? And I will say the leader has got a pretty big lead. Like it's
Billion.
The top guy has kind of made a space for himself.
Well, I think... My first thought is Talen Horton-Tucker, but I'm trying to question if he's even played enough. It's probably not. I'm going to say maybe Jordan Clarkson. He drives to the rim a lot. Is it Jordan Clarkson?
Nope. Give you one more guess, unless you want it.
It could be Lowry. He's been fat. I'm going to say Lowry.
Also not Lowry.
No.
It's Walker Kessler.
Really?
He's got 19 charges this season.
Dang, okay.
Or offensive fouls. Lowry would be the second guy with 14.
I guess that makes sense. He probably does. He probably fouls a lot on rebounds. And when you're a rebounder, it happens a lot.
I guess they're not all charges. They could be...
Over the backs.
Like, rebounding fouls and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang, okay.
This one... Okay, that one might be a little bit too easy. Let's do... This one is field goals on which the player is fouled. So it's like when they draw an and one.
Okay.
So they make it.
And they make the shot.
And they get an and one.
And
I will say the same thing. The top guy has pretty much made... himself the top guy by a good margin.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Yurtsev, I'm just kidding. It's not Yurtsev. I'm going to guess Jordan Clarkson again.
Nope.
No?
Nope. He has 14.
I guess...
The top guy has 31.
31, wow.
Double what JC has.
I'm going to guess Keontae George.
Also, no. He only has 14.
Really?
It's Colin Sexton.
Is it real?
And I think that makes a lot of sense.
That does make a lot of sense. Yeah.
He has 31 and ones.
Hey, okay.
After him, the next guy is John Collins with 19.
Really? Okay. I figured it was going to be like one of those athletic guards. I just picked the wrong ones.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's cool. And awesome. Good for Colin. He's such a hype beast for the team. We love what he does for us.
And then maybe we'll do one more.
Okay.
Just for the fun of it. Okay. Let's do shooting fouls drawn.
Okay.
So this is just kind of like N1, but it doesn't matter if they made the shot or not. I will say also the same thing. The top guy has 40 more than the next guy with 132. So
this is field goals attempted when they were fouled, pretty much.
Yeah, shooting fouls drawn.
Well, I feel like at the beginning of the season, Lowry was getting fouled a lot. I'm going to guess Lowry.
No. No? He had 90. The top guy had 132.
Let me think.
Don't think too hard.
Is it Colin Sexton as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, it's okay. Colin Sexton.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, he had 132 fouls drawn, fouls. That's insane. I didn't realize how many fouls he gets.
Yeah.
But it's deserved. He's very aggressive.
That is interesting.
Ultra, ultra aggressive.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, that's fun.
Another fun thing, I wasn't going to test you on this, but it shows like percentage of the minutes each player has played at each position.
Oh, interesting.
Which is pretty interesting. Colin Sexton has actually only been at point guard 16% of the time.
Really?
And Keontae's been point guard 89% of the time.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of interesting. Interesting. And then at center, kind of interesting. Lowry actually is kind of half and half between power forward and center.
Dang,
53% power forward and 44% center.
I kind of like that, actually. I think like that shows, I like that Will Hardy's willing to just like change up lineups. Mm-hmm. When we start playing playoff basketball, hopefully in the next couple of years, that'll come in handy against certain teams. So we can't, you know.
I don't know how accurate this is too, but John Collins only has 5% at center.
Oh, really?
And 75% at power forward. I don't know if that's exactly how I see it.
Yeah.
So take this with a grain of salt, but
yeah.
Interesting enough.
That is interesting. Something else. Have you heard about the Team USA, the players that they announced that are
a little bit. I heard a couple of guys.
So this is the players that apparently are confirmed on the team, and there's 5 spots remaining. So there's LeBron James, of course, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, and somehow Joel Embiid.
Wow.
So that's already like a stacked lineup. I think I heard something, Joel Embiid like got citizenship or something, so that's why he's like eligible to play. But there's 5 spots remaining. And in my opinion, only Jazz player that really has a shot just because of the position he plays is probably Walker Kessler. What do you think the odds are that that happens?
Honestly, probably close to 0.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. But they did release like the bigger pool of players that they're going to choose from.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on the list.
Oh, is he not?
I don't know exactly where to find it. I'm looking at this website. I don't see his name on there.
Yeah, I saw one that had him on the graphic, so I thought he was, but...
I don't know. But I don't know. I think it's a pretty marginal chance, because I think a lot of the guys want to be on that team, and so it's going to be kind of competitive, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, his name is on there. Yeah. Actually, I didn't see it. So, yeah, I mean, there's a small chance, but I don't know.
It would be tough for him to make it. The only reason I think he would even have a chance is just because... there's not a ton of centers. Like, obviously, Jokic isn't eligible.
He'd kind of be like a specialist.
Yeah.
Right?
I think Bam is obviously going to have a spot. I'm trying to think of other Americans.
Jared Allen
probably would have a chance. So, I mean, he's not like completely out of the...
Chet Holmgren as well.
Oh.
It's going to be hard to beat out him. Yeah.
So it would be tough, not impossible. He's definitely probably on their radar. He's played for them before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't really play
for
them, but he was on the team, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see.
I hope to see Donovan Mitchell on there. He's still my guy.
Yeah, I can see him making it. Paul George.
Yeah, he's although we all know what happened last time.
Oh, that's true.
Paul George, maybe we keep him off.
Yeah.
Just or he could sit on the bench and coach the team.
Definitely. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, we'll be excited to see how that goes. Olympics is coming up soon. I don't know. Like, in my mind, it's hard to really realize how close it really is.
Is this Summer Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang.
So it'll be in a few months when we'll have the Olympics. So this is...
Yeah, I forgot.
This isn't something far away. This is something that's going to happen relatively soon.
No, yeah, it will be. I think this is going to be freaking awesome because, like, this is, like, the NBA's waking up to, you know... to remind the world where the mecca of basketball is. And I heard Kevin Durant, somebody asked about it the other day, and that he said he's been talking to some of the other guys, and they want to, not only do they want to win, but they want to like
Dominate.
kind of make an example out of
I
like
love it.
basketball. And I think it's gonna be freaking
Well,
sweet.
I think this is the most competitive the Olympics has probably ever been.
Yeah.
Think about all the foreign players in the NBA now versus 8 years ago or 4 years
Yeah.
ago. Even in the past 4 years, it's changed drastically. And so I hope to see competitive basketball. I want to see these guys not go out there like it's an all-star game and
Yeah.
just shoot around. I want to see them play hard and see what this USA team can do.
Yeah. And honestly, like probably what, three of the top five NBA players right now, Luka, Giannis, and Jokic are
Jokic.
all play for different teams, and like
Yeah.
they can lead their team. I don't know if Giannis hasn't played in the Olympics, I don't think yet, but I don't know if he will,
He played
but
in FIBA with his brothers,
oh,
so
that's right.
I think he is going to play
That's
in for
right.
Greece.
So hopefully we see them. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I actually hope, I know as much as we love star players, I don't want to see all star players on here. I want to see a couple role players
Yeah.
because I think
I kind of think that's what Jrue Holiday is a little bit in my
yes,
opinion
I
too.
love Jrue Holiday on here because I think the USA team it doesn't need to score 200 points in the game.
No.
It needs defense
It's only
too.
one ball. Yeah.
Yeah, and so having Jrue Holiday as a role player is really good. I could see maybe Alex Caruso potentially making it just because of his electric defense.
Yeah.
And then Derek White is also
Yeah.
on the list. So like I hope that there's a couple role player guys that get on there.
Yeah, that's where you could see a guy like Walker Kessler going in if you need
Yeah.
shot blocking, rim protection. If Bam's probably a little bit of a better option just because he has better offense, but
Yeah, or
if he
like
can,
Aaron Gordon could potentially
oh
make
yeah,
it because of his specialty, right?
that would be a great one. Yeah, there's a lot of
So,
really good guys that we could
yeah,
see.
it'll be interesting to see who makes it.
Yeah.
But with that, we can go into a couple local sports before we close out the episode. We just have a couple fun talking points. Let's talk about BYU beating
Let's
Kansas. Oh my
go.
goodness.
Man, I was talking to somebody the other day. They were saying that they were telling me that Allen Fieldhouse was the toughest college basketball arena. And of course, I'm defending the Marriott Center, even though I know Kansas is a historic site. But what a win to go into a
Wow.
hostile place.
Wow.
It was an incredible game.
Did you see that Kansas actually hadn't lost there this season until
Yeah.
BYU? And the last time BYU had been to the Allen Fieldhouse and won was like in the 60s.
Yeah, it's insane. What it was just a good team win. BYU has three games left. We moved up to sixth in conference, which is just insane
It's a
that we're
big win,
even.
big win.
Yeah. So BYU, hopefully we can finish off these three games and go strong into the tournament.
Yeah, we
Big hope.
play TCU today, right?
Yep.
At the Marriott
And I
Center,
think we
and
have Iowa State and then we close with Oklahoma State at home. So
be good.
Iowa State's gonna be tough, but those other two are definitely winnable. So
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think hopefully we pretty much have a locked spot in the bracket.
yeah, I think
Unless
so.
we maybe if we drop all three, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty much locked in.
Yeah, definitely. I think Big 12 get it's kind of nice to be out of the WCC where we only really could have one team in the tournament every year. Now we can have eight or nine from our conference,
Oh
which is
yeah,
so
best
nice.
conference in college
But yeah,
basketball.
not close either.
And other Utah teams, Utah State will definitely be in there
Oh
too.
man,
They're playing amazing.
they're rolling. Yeah, I
They
think.
beat San Diego State last time we were talking, right?
Yeah, BYU dropped out of the polls after a loss to, who'd we lose to? Kansas State, I think.
Yeah.
But Utah State's been in there for a couple of weeks. They're 20th, I think, 21st or something.
Yeah.
They're playing really well. March Madness is coming. It is
Oh my
March now,
goodness.
technically.
Two and a half. Yeah, we were talking 2.5 weeks till March Madness.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel, but
I'm
for me,
excited.
March Madness and Christmas, it's a
Oh.
toss-up.
Oh
Both of
yeah.
those are like the best time of year for me.
Oh yeah. You're going to a game this year, right?
Yeah, in Salt Lake, they're
Let's
having
go.
six games in the Delta Center, and so I'll be able to go to those and
Nice.
get immersed in basketball for a couple weeks.
Oh man, that'd be so dope. I remember when they had it here before. I feel like it was a while ago, like 7 or 8 years
No,
ago.
it's been pretty consistently there in the first and second
Oh
round, but
really?
then after the second round, they kind of limit where
Right.
they can do it.
Yeah, that'll be kind of fun. I think we'll have at least two Utah teams. I saw something saying that Weber State could win the, what is it, the Big Sky or whatever.
I don't know.
So they could get into Utah. I thought they were going to make, but they're not looking great right now. Let me see what the record's at. They're currently at 17-11. They started.
They could sneak in. I'm not smart enough to know where they are in their projection, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, currently they are 7th in the Pac-12. So not looking great, but they're not completely out of it. So they could sneak in a later spot. I saw one mock bracket or whatever had us playing Gonzaga in the first round.
Oh my. That'd be tough.
That would be tough. They're not as good this year, but they're kind of...
They don't have Drew Timmy anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
I don't think so.
But they've always kind of been our weakness, even when they haven't been great. So hopefully we can play somebody else.
Yeah, I don't really want to play St. Mary's either. They're rolling.
No, yeah, they are.
So it'll be interesting. Selection Sunday, I believe, is on the 17th.
Yes.
And so we'll have an episode most likely right before that. And we could maybe dive into a little bit of some players the Jazz could look at in March Madness.
Absolutely. We plan on having a bracket challenge, obviously, me and Andrew, but we're going to invite you to join us. So keep an eye out for that link. It's going to be coming.
Yep. Stay tuned.
When the time comes. Did you ever play the old NCAA football games back in the day?
I haven't, but I'm excited for this new one.
Yeah, new one. They just announced, well, it's been announced for a couple of weeks, but NCAA Football 25 is coming out. So that'll be really exciting. Players had a chance to opt in. I think it's like $600 to get in a free
copy. Get a little bit of cash.
So that'd be kind of exciting. It'll be interesting to see. A lot of people have been talking about that they should also bring back the NCAA basketball games that they used to have.
They should honestly, if they could even merge it into one game, I don't know if that's even possible with like technology. That'd be so cool.
That'd be cool. The hard thing is EA has never really like put out a good basketball game, or like it's never been as good as 2K. So I'd almost rather 2K make it, but that might be too complicated because EA's already had a hard time putting this in.
Yeah, I mean, they had a decent NBA Live, but...
Yeah, there's been a couple that have been okay, I guess.
So I wouldn't be complaining. I would still be interested to see if they dropped one. But yeah, no, NCAA 25 I think is going to be, at least for like sports games, probably the game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Because Madden and 2K have just kind of been all right for a while, so it's good to have something different.
Apparently, I looked up the numbers. I can't remember what they exactly were, but apparently like Madden used to like double what NCAA would sell. Mm-hmm. But they're predicting that this year NCAA is going to almost double what Madden sells.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Cause,
I mean, we've had a Madden every year.
Yeah. And it hasn't kind of changed.
I think a lot of people just buy Madden 1 year and then maybe wait like 3 or 4 years till the next one.
Yeah, you don't need to buy it every
year. The same. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. It's lots of movement there.
Yeah. We'll keep you involved with that and let you know any updates with that game. It'll be exciting.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for joining us on today's episode. We know there's not a lot of Jazz things going on, but grateful for your time and talking and thinking about the Jazz with us. We love to give our boys some attention.
Yeah, and we know even though the rest of the season we're not really sure how good the Jazz will be, right? We're kind of looking more at a draft pick situation. We're excited and thankful for all you viewers sticking with us and sticking with this team. Rain or shine and being with it, and we will be there as well. We're gonna keep you involved with what goes on with the Jazz and around the league, and we're excited to see how things go the next couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Make sure again follow us on at Tuned In Jazz on all your favorite platforms. Share this podcast with a friend, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Take care.